Well, again, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. It's that hour, it's that time for us to get started with Thus Saith the Lord. We welcome all who are with us who might not yet want to announce themselves. We greet you in the spirit of love and fellowship. We're a body of like-minded believers, non-denominational, brought by the blood of Jesus, totally focused on our walk with Him into the kingdom. It's not about a denomination, or it's not about the preacher. It's about Jesus and the plan of salvation. And so with that spirit, let us pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you, Lord God, for you have provided us with another day, a day that you did not have to give to us, but by your grace and your mercy, we sit before you at this hour on the Sabbath. We thank you for your Son, Jesus, and for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your love, your kindness, your gentle mercy. We thank you for all the saints who are on this call, Lord God. We thank you for providing this opportunity that we can reach out across the world for people who cannot get to church, who cannot hear your word, can just dial in and be part of a fellowship. No money, just come seeking the Lord. So, Lord God, we ask that you bless all who are on this call, all who will hear this tape, all who will heed your word and obey it. Give us the strength and power in these days that we live in now. Help us, Lord God. Be with us. God, our military, Lord God, our young men and women who put their lives on the line for our nation, we ask you bless the leaders of our country, the Kennedy family, as they accept that the senator's gone on, like all of us must do. We ask, Lord God, that your blessings be upon the president and all those who are appointed unto us, be they locally, state, or federal. Help us, Lord God, that we witness to the lost, give sight to the blind, and seek you while you can be found. I pray these and all other blessings in the most powerful name I've ever heard, the name of your darling Son, Jesus, in whose name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to get started because I have quite a bit to cover. It's not a long sermon, at least I don't think it is, and I guess y'all have heard that before. But there are a couple things I want to bring to your attention that you be mindful of. And one of them is the swine flu. The Bible says that we should always be ready. No matter what befronts us, we know that we don't have to walk by fear. We walk by faith. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The Bible says that you'll see 10,000 fall at your feet, and nigh will come thy way. That's if you're walking upright before God. For he directs our pathway. Can I get a witness? He sets the path that we walk in. And so, again, I caution you to be alert and to keep on top of what the government and the other folks are putting out about this swine flu. I got an email, and I have not sent it out, but because I don't want people to have fear, I want them to have hope and to have peace, to know that whatever comes our way, the Father's there. And now you're seeing what the word says, that 10,000, half of Americans will come down with this, and 90,000 plus might die. Our mission is to be faithful and true and trust the Lord and lead not to our own understanding. Point two, angels. We talked in Bible study about angels were being messengers. I want to bear witness to an angel that is coming to my life in the last week. For those who don't know, which most of you probably don't know, is that I have a Facebook account. My goal is to minister to people. I also was searching for my half-brother and other family members, like an uncle, and I'm not sure if he's still alive or not. But out of the blue comes a lady who sent me a message. And she said she would seek to help me find my relatives. Now, I put in 1,000 cuffs and went through each picture trying to associate might be a relative. This lady, who's not a relative, who's not related to me in any way, has taken up the ministry to help me find my relatives, my half-brother. That's
Amen.
An angel. That's an angel sent from God. She didn't have to do it. She's doing it. I got an email this morning from her that she knows that my mother is buried in Kennett Square. I thought she was buried in New York. You see, church, if you follow Christ, he will lead you. He will dispatch angels over you. They'll take charge, and they will walk you through life. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
First, you have to believe that, and then you have to live godly and upright before him. And so I ask that you pray for the sister who I'm in prayer for her, because she's blessing my heart. And that's the secret to life, is to bless others. The Bible says,
Amen.
Consider others more important than yourself. We have too few of that in these last days. The Bible bears witness that in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. Their hearts will wax cold. They will have nothing on their mind but self. So this morning, I piggyback off of that onto our text for the day. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 1 through 6, we find these words. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirit to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them. Because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. You need to underline verse 4. They are from the world and therefore speak from the view of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of the truth and the spirit of falsehoods. This morning, church, I want to talk to you briefly from this fourth chapter of John, this epistle. And again, the subject is clear. These six verses tell us that we must test spirits. It is amazing to me how few people test spirits. They engage people and not realizing that there's always two spirits at work in all of our lives. The spirit of truth and the demonic spirits that have been cut loose in this world. Can I get a witness? John understands how important it is to realize that you can't believe everything you hear. And if you're taking notes, that's the first thing you need to key in on. You cannot believe everything you hear. And that's why I caution all of us at Word of God Church and all who will hear this recording, don't allow the TV to control your day, your mind. Romans 12 tells us in verse 1 and 2 that we are to no longer follow the pattern of this world. It is difficult for people to understand that this world is a corrupt world. The Bible says so. There is nothing in it that's not deceitful and corrupt. And yet what we do is we fall right into the devil's trap and follow his cohorts instead of testing spirits and separate ourselves from the thoughts that are not godly. Now, y'all come on with me.
Amen.
I went on Facebook this morning and everyone but two that are on my Facebook needed to be ministered to. It's amazing to me that if you want to get a clear picture of the condition of man's heart, is to go on there. And go on there with the spirit side of things, not this earthly side, this demonic side. It is amazing to me to observe how many women have tattoos all over their bodies when the Bible says that we're not to tattoo our bodies, nor to pierce our bodies. And see, those things are now being forgotten and they're dismissed, that was Old Testament, that, you know, everybody's changed and the world's not like that. The Bible's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can I get a witness? God's word never changes. The truth is the truth. It will stand by itself. The truth is what we have to make sure that we're hearing, and we got to be careful and cautious who we hear and what we hear. The Bible tells us to guard our minds. Don't allow anything to impregnate your mind that is not holy and godly.
Amen. Amen.
One of the young ladies on the Facebook this morning, it said that, why do men lie? And by the way, this was a relative. Why do men lie? You see, men lie because until God gets at the center of their life, it is the natural nature of men and women to lie. And so if you want to stop fooling with lying men, you get right with God, live a holy life, and then I assure you that unholy men will not flock to a holy woman.
Amen.
Or vice versa. Yeah, men lie because they're supposed to lie until God comes into their heart. Men run around because they're supposed to run around until God transforms their mind. Oh, I should be able to get some amens on that.
Amen.
See, the reality is that we will not accept the truth. We want to dominate people with it, and that's not the mission. The mission is to test all spirits. You see, church, if we learn to teach our children to test spirits, when our sons and daughters are not in our presence, they have the discerning ability to deal with what's out there. Amen, lights.
Amen.
Amen.
When you prop them in front of the TV watching SpongeBob and all these other demonic things, there's nothing on that TV that's not demonic. Or the radio. I don't care if it's in Spanish, English, Polish, or what the language it is. You must test all spirits. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Now, you'll notice in these six verses that the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. There are only two spirits at work in your life, church. Either it's the truth or it's a lie. It's either the truth or it's a diversion, a mirage, something that seems right, but in the end, it leads to destruction. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see,
Amen.
Spiritual truths either come from divine sources or demonic sources. We need to get a hold of that. You see, we're told in Ephesians chapter 6 that we are to put on full armor. Every day that we wake up, we got to be armored down. We're soldiers. You can't get up and not be armored down. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Well, the devil is always sitting there. The scripture says he is sitting there finding who he can devour. He roams around to and fro. He's looking like a lion who watches a herd go by. He doesn't want the strong ones. He looks for the weak ones. And normally the weak ones are at the back of the pack. It's the weak ones who listen at the wrong sounds and the wrong people, and therefore they set themselves up to be torn apart by the lion or by the Satan of this world. Test spirits, church, is the call that we have in front of us this morning. You see, God's truth must be guarded in this regard. We have fallen short of the teachings that are laid out in Scripture. You see, we won't guard the truth because most of us don't know it.
Amen.
And the Bible tells us in these last and evil days, we'll accept the lie and ignore the truth. Come on, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20 says, O Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you. Church, this word, if you have it, has been entrusted to you. You must guard it. It is to be guarded with your life. It also tells us in this text that we are to do away with worldly and empty chatter. We have to take these words and pull them out of the Holy Writ and put them into our lives. And by the way, the Holy Spirit gives us that capability to do that. You see, you don't sit here blind, sick, and dumb. You're filled with the Holy Ghost. And you have discerning spirits. You have wisdom that will make you strong and able to fight our adversary, the devil. And so we're being cautious about how we interact with the world and how we have to control what we see and what we speak. And to pull it off the pages, let me give you the reality. When you're texting, are you texting about Christ? Are you texting people with the word of God? Go on my Facebook and you'll see an example of how it works. I don't care what you're talking about. You can always put Christ at the center of it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Cell phones are going and landlines are going and Facebooks are going. Worldly empty chatter is what I see. No power in our conversation. Just talk, talk, talk. Saying nothing. Empty conversation. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
We are people of God. He's called us from our darkness into his marvelous light. He's given us the power through his Holy Spirit that we're capable of helping others to find their way out of darkness.
Amen.
Y'all might as well say amen because the lights will bear witness to the truth. You see, we are to avoid arguing with people over scriptures. But you're still obligated to speak the truth and speak it in love. Test all spirits, church. We have a guardianship to it, to the word. I noted with great interest that what went on yesterday all day long on television. I was brought to tears more than once at Senator Kennedy's funeral. But my tears in a lot of cases were based upon untruths that have been made truths. I remember as a child in two different locations where I lived at, there were Catholic churches. And I remember seeing people going in those churches all hours of the day and night. And as a boy, I wondered why were the other churches closed, like my church, which I was Baptist. Why was it closed? You see, we have to look beyond symbolism and deal with the realities. All throughout what went on yesterday, I did not hear Jesus' name but once, maybe twice. I heard about the Catholic Church and the Catholic order and the Catholic way of doing things. You must test all spirits. If the spirit's not talking about Christ, then that is a spirit you need to avoid. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
The truth is that whatever we speak, we should speak about the truth. The truth is that Jesus is Lord, not the Virgin Mary. We have a direct link to God through Jesus. Can I get a witness? He's the high priest. We don't kiss anybody's ring. We don't bow down to anybody. We look up to heaven, which and where our strength comes from. Are y'all going to need to come with me now?
Amen. Amen.
The devil's mission is to deceive you, that you can put on gobs and walk around and look like the Pharisees look. You see, man is more eagerly concerned about physical things. You see, it's easy to get all dressed up and look holy and then be holy. You see, the requirement is that we be holy before God. We don't live for what men thinks about us. The word tells us that we are to please God, not man.
Amen.
Most people go around trying to please men. That's why we spend all this money getting our hair done and nails done, and now men getting their nails done and their hair done and pedicures and picking stuff out of there. It's a mess. Why is this happening? Because we still focus on pleasing man. You see, every day you and I wake up, we need to look to heaven from which our strength comes from. We need to be about godly things.
Amen.
And we need to teach our children. And in this day and time, we need to teach our young women and young men. It is not glamorous to walk around half naked.
Amen.
It is not godly to walk with your pants hanging down. And your mind empty. We are godly people, and we must test spirits and associate with the good and let the bad go. And by the way, I don't care if it's your own flesh and blood. Jesus made that clear when his mother and his brothers and sisters came to visit him when he was ministering to his flock. And they said, your sister and your mother and them and brothers are here. And he said clearly, these are my sisters and my brothers. You who are on this call are my sisters and brothers. As I look for my biological brother, that is solely from a biological point of view. And I pray when the Lord let me find him that he's a holy man. And if not, I have to separate myself unto that. Are y'all come on with me?
Amen.
So that's a short but straight introduction. And now let's get into the text. Now, I want you at your leisure to go back and read 1 John because it lays out certain principles. You see, our relationship in regards to God is covered in chapter 1, verse 5 through 6. And our relationship with Jesus is covered in chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And the things in this world are covered in the second chapter, verse 15. And chapter 3, verse 4 and 5 deals with sin. And chapter 3 also covers our brothers. Now, as we focus in on chapter 4 this morning, I want to get right into the meat of the matter, and that is testing spirits. And the first thing you need to make sure you have a note on is do not believe every spirit. You need
Amen.
To make that big, bold letters.
Amen.
Don't believe everything you hear. Man has gone down paths of destruction because they had not the wisdom to have the discerning ability to know the truth from error. Just flat believe it because everybody else is believing it. Y'all come on with me now. Don't believe
Amen.
Everything you hear or everyone who claims to be from God. Have you noticed that there are many people who are on their way to jail and they got crosses around their neck?
Amen.
You see, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. We test by faith. We test by the Spirit.
Amen.
All too often, we let people use little cliches and we say, oh, they're Christian. Let me give you one cliche that I hear all the time. I'm highly favored. I'm blessed and highly favored. I saw somebody on Facebook and put that on there, and I went, as you should do, as the Marines did. You tested. I went searching Scripture to find out where and who is this that was highly favored, blessed and highly favored. It's in the book of Luke, and it was the angels, Gabriel telling Mary that she was blessed and highly favored to be able to birth the Christ, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. And I kind of chuckle and say, you see how man takes the truth and twists it around? Now, I ain't seen none of these women who talking about I'm blessed and highly favored being impregnated by the Holy Spirit. You see, you got to test all spirit. You cannot allow a preacher or anyone to get in your face with the word that you don't check it out. That's what's got people. We forget the Scriptures clear. In these last days, there are many false prophets. You test me. That's why I give you so many Scriptures. I want you to search the Scriptures.
Amen.
You know I have diabetes and high blood pressure and all kind of ailments. I'm subject to go left or right. But by the grace of God, you test everything I say. And if you get to the point where you don't see it the way I see it and you trust in your spirit, you step off the curb. Y'all know I need some amens on that.
Amen.
You don't sit up under no one who is not proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord, that he died on a cross for our sins, and he now sits at the right hand of the Father claiming our case,
Amen.
Pleading our case.
Amen.
Do you know
Amen.
How many people don't believe that? They don't believe Mary was impregnated by the Holy Spirit? They don't believe that angels are dispatched over us. The sister that is searching my family tree, that's an angel to me. And I don't care what anyone Amen. Thinks. I know what the word says.
Amen.
We are easily misled, easily misdirected, because we are not testing spirits.
Amen.
Amen.
Young ladies, don't let a guy come around you talking about, oh, I love you, hallelujah. See, the devil does that. You test the spirit. And what it means to test the spirit is to examine and scrutinize. Oh, come on now. I'm getting into the nitty-gritty of this. You don't just listen at someone and take what they say is true because it sounds like it's true. Do you know the devil knows how to put words in? Look what he did to our Lord out in the wilderness. He quoted scripture to him. Devils know the word better than we do.
Amen.
Remember when I was doing prison ministry, a lot of inmates know the word.
Amen.
And we'll quote scripture to you. That is not enough to be able to quote the word. You got to walk the word.
Amen.
You got to test spirits. It's because somebody walk up to you quoting scripture and talking about I'm blessed and highly favored, and then you look at him, you turn around looking at the behind of a woman walking by. That's not a blessed Holy Spirit. Oh, y'all might as well say amen.
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 You don't watch what he says or she says. You watch their walk. Because everybody talks. And the scripture bears witness that most is saying nothing. They have a form of godliness, but deny the power. Why do you think they build big edifices? Why the Catholic Church has murals and all that? I was noticing how all the people looking up in the. I said, huh? Yeah, that's what they want you to do. You looking around and you see this little fat angel. I call them Charmin angels, because a God's angels aren't like that. They ain't no little fat feet. They got feet that are ready for war.
Amen.
And there are multitudes of them, church. And he dispatches them over you. Oh, y'all come on with me now. If you
Amen.
Don't think angels will come to you and tell you things, you got another thought coming. But you got to make sure which angel's coming at you.
Amen.
I had this vision last night that I'm a this and I'm a that. I said, uh-huh. You better make sure you test that spirit. Somebody told me that this was going to happen. Listen at me. The Bible's clear. Acts chapter 17, verse 11 is one you need to make sure you mark and keep at it. Now, the Bereans were a more notable character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Now, they were scrutinizing and checking Paul out. He wrote most of the New Testament.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says some start off right. And that's why in the church you got to be careful who you appoint as your leaders. Because they start out right. You know, you can get a big head real quick.
Amen. Amen.
That's why I'm thankful to God that Word of God Church, we're a little beacon on the side of a hill. Oh, y'all come on with me.
Amen.
Jesus had 12 disciples. He didn't have no masses. He had 12 common men, ordinary men. Each one of them had a problem. That gives me peace. That if God called
Amen.
Me, he can call anybody.
Amen.
You don't believe that? Ask my wife. God is good, I tell you. His mercy endures forever.
Amen.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. I know your deeds. By the way, my daughter-in-law, who's sitting here to my right, I thank God for her presence and my two grandchildren.
Amen.
Listen at this. I know your deeds, your hard work and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. Listen closely. You and I must test all spirits. Don't let robes fool you, and headgear and paraphernalia and big stained glass windows fool you. Test the words that you hear. Do they line up with the scriptures? Watch the walk. It was so easy to be beguiled and misled. One of my family members belongs to a church or did belong to a church. In fact, I was there at a funeral of a family member where the pastor sat, gathered up and spoke, and this same person was a transvestite. Running around in downtown Richmond on Saturday night dressed in drag. Can you imagine how little spiritual growth was there? No, he wasn't tested. You know how you hear these little rumors in our traditional churches? You know, I saw the pastor there. No. You catch spirits. There are many false prophets, the scriptures tell us. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are furious wolves. And when you get a chance, look up, go search what the scripture determines wolves are. Wolves tear people apart. They take your emotions and they twist them and they turn them until they break you down. I hear with great sadness every day on my scanner, people committing suicide. Attempting to commit suicide. Why? They have no hope in Christ. They don't know that greater is he that is within you than he that is in this world.
Amen.
2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false prophets among you. That's talking about even us today, church. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who bought them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into dispute. It's happening every day. You think when the devil asked Eve, did God really say? That ain't going on today. It's going on all over the place. And you and I must test all spirits. Verse 3 of that passage says, in their greed, these teachers will exploit you with stories that have been made up. Their condemnation has long been hanging over them, and their destruction has not been sleeping. Verse 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I encourage you to read the Corinthian church. Chapter 11, verse 13 and 15 says, for such men are false apostles, deceitful workmen, masqueraders as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself was a masquerader, as an angel of light. It is not surprising, then, if the servants of masqueraders are servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their action deserved. So you and I must examine. We must prove. We must scrutinize whatever teachings you hear. Test spirits. You see, some preachers and teachers might seem, or people that you meet might seem to be Christians. But that's not enough. You've got to test them. You see, we have this notion that we can't test nobody. That's judging them. No. Let me set the record straight. You're judging people when you take the place of Christ and think you're their guide. But you must test all spirits. You got somebody you consider a friend, test them. Angel is helping me find my half-brother. I got a couple of emails, and the first thing I did was start testing. Why are you doing this? Who are you? And I asked the questions, and she gave me answers back. Then I asked more questions, and she wrote me a long, nice, long paragraph. You see, what you have to do is that you have to drill deep into relationships. I don't care if it's your mother, your father, your sister, or brother. You're a child of the King. You work on spiritual matters. But too many of us are concerned with earthly matters. We've got to keep our minds focused on kingdom building. So now you have a clarity. I pray that you understand that you can't just assume that a spirit is always true, because there are spirits of error that are all about us. In fact, the Bible said there are many. Many is more than a few. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 says that only a few will be his true disciples. Only a few will hear his voice. Only a few will heed his call. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Watch out for the error, the spiritual evil that is in this kingdom that permeates around us. I'm so thankful that God has nursed me off of television. At night I listen to sermons at 9 o'clock, and half the time I fall asleep, wake up around 11-ish, and have to take my pills. And I flip on the TV up here, and I purposely go to Fox. It just keeps reminding me just how demonic things are. They take truths and twist them around. And there are people who religiously follow what they tell them. Y'all not listening to me. Sunday religious channels. I got the satellite because I thought I was going to get religious stations. Well, I'm here to report to you that 99.9 of them are false prophets. Wait a minute, Bishop, I listen to some of those. Well, then you need to test them. How many of them can you get free literature from them? Or free tapes? Or free anything. By the way, John MacArthur sends out free stuff. But most of them is about money. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I remember once my youngest son had a friend. He bought on a three-way and bought the friend's mother on a three-way. And we were in spiritual warfare. Because the mother believed that you had to have money in order to carry out God's work. I stop by to tell you that is a straight from the devil.
Amen.
You see, what you got to have is souls that have the Holy Spirit indwelling them that will open their mouths and minister to people who are lost. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And there are literally millions or billions of people who have no sight of Christ. Every day I go out, this morning, if you go on Twitter, and follow me on there and on Word of God Church Twitter, I put out this call that they can call in. You need to do the same. Make it your business to start telling people, if you're not going to church, you're not hearing the word, just call in. You can do it on cell phones. You can go on a website. Once I get it all updated, and get the sermons off of there. We have no excuse not to help people to find their way to Christ. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And a lot of these people we can help are our own family members. The church is obligated to know the truth. And that's one of our problems. You can't test spirits unless you know if that spirit is true, and the only way you know that is know the word. You got 168 hours in a week, church. How many hours do you spend in your word? How many hours do you not just read some passages, but go in deepness until the Spirit takes over your mind? And an hour or two later, you come out and then you say, wow, I was just checking on angels. Now I know there are all kinds
Amen.
Of angels. Y'all get this?
Amen.
Now, we learned in this text some things that I want to make sure we keep as part of this testing. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 21 and 22. You must say to yourselves, how can we know what a message has not been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet proclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that message the Lord has not spoken. That prophet has spoken presumptuously, did not be afraid of them, it says. You see, you and I must always be on guard to hear the truth. And I don't care who proclaims it, you must test it, break it down, put it back together in your mind and in your spirit, because you have the indwelling Spirit in you. You don't have to guesstimate this. You know what it is and what it's not. So the prophet who fails are the ones who are not sent from God. You and I must always think before we speak.
Amen. Amen.
We have to make sure that what we tell people is correct. Now, y'all come on with me now. Clear your mind out of all these pretensions and assumptions that we have. We all have them. May the Lord watch between you and me until we meet again. Go find out what was that really saying. They're saying when you turn your back on your enemy, you answer that God, watch your back. Somebody should be able to say amen.
Amen.
That brings us to a close, and I know Sister Cuff reminded me yesterday when somebody was speaking on television, they said, and as I close, and she said, that reminds me of you. As you close five times. And I'm sure all y'all can relate to that.
Amen.
Y'all keep praying for me. One thing I give God
Amen.
The glory for, we're getting finished within an hour. And for all those who are visiting, sometimes my service went for 2 hours.
Amen.
And then I realized the recording only takes 80 minutes, thanks to Brother Lance. And so I go try to record this sermon, and it wouldn't come up because it was too long. You know, the church that I was licensed through, the pastor, and I went to Virginia Union School of Theology, and they teach you can't talk to people more than 20 minutes. You see, that's if you're talking smack, junk. You see, if you're talking the Holy Ghost, if you're talking Christ Jesus, Jesus sat down on the side of a hill, and they sat there and listened at him for how long? 3 days. They didn't move. They didn't get hungry. They didn't have to go to the bathroom. They sat there. Oh, come on, somebody.
Amen.
There's power in God's word. And that's why I will always give you scriptures. You search those scriptures. You see, the early church continues steadfast in the apostles' teaching, Acts 2:42. You need to go through Acts 2:42 to 2:47. That was the New Testament church. We didn't get so far if the mark is pathetic. You see, they realized that the words that were commanded from God, 1 Corinthians 14:37, we're not to just walk around like we're in a fog. We're not cabbage heads like TV people are. You have the ability to think and to reason. That's why the Father in Genesis verse 26 said he made him in our image. Oh, man, if you ever get this, that when you get close to God, you are like our Father. You're like Jesus. Well, our goal is to be like Jesus. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And Jesus tested every spirit. He knew before they spoke what they were going to say. And you might say, well, we can't do that. We don't have that ability. I submit to you that the Bible gives us that ability. You can get around a person. You ain't got to hear a word they say. You can approach, and you know the Spirit will let you know that you're coming into danger.
Amen.
I was at the store the other day, and for those who are new on this call, I'm always at the store. I ought to own Kroger. Sometimes I get embarrassed. They say, you in here again? But I pulled up in the handicapped spot, and in front of me was obviously another handicapped spot, but to the right of that was a red car parked in the white lines. And there were two women in there. Both of them looked like they were gay, but one I knew was gay because she looked like a man. I had to look at her three times to see if she was a woman. And here's what they were doing. They were smoking pot, sitting up on a tree in a handicapped spot, smoking pot. Now, that spirit was easy to test. But then when you test the spirit, you got to react to it. And so Bishop Cuff, who weighs close to 400 pounds, when I got out of the car, I was ready for combat. Yeah, you don't test spirit. Oh, no, they're just two potheads. They're not going to bother you. Pothead women pull guns on fat old men just like anybody else. Old time I'm walking, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm keeping an eye on them. You know what? We get out of our car, have time, don't lock them, just walk on tiptoe into the tulips. So somebody stick a gun in your back, and you say, oh, Jesus. It gives us that discerning ability. My precious wife, yeah, she just took a sigh there, but she's all right. Kind of gets in her little world, and she just moving along, and I got her back. That's how it works. That's why God gave woman a man. Oh, come on, somebody. I got her back. I'm looking ever all around her. Don't let her get in there someplace got Reeves. Test spirits, church. Always be alert. Your life could depend on it nowadays. Maybe some other points, and I'll bring this to a close. Let me give you an example of testing spirits. When you walk into Kroger or wherever you walk, if they're a good store, they'll have those sanitary napkins sanitized. Y'all like that? Sanitized napkins. And if you pull those out and wipe your card off, everybody else should do it. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You want to test spirits? See, I'm testing spirits up in here. Now, that was funny, but it wasn't that funny. You see people who walk in the store and will not wipe their card off. When I'm sitting up there with enough of those tissues, water flying all over the cards. You see, you got to test spirits. Like I'm doing right now. And by the way, on that subject, you know, back when I was a child, that was a word that was a modest and humble and quiet word. My mother used to send me to the store with a note, and everybody in my little group knew what that note was. Now we don't care. Times have changed, I tell you. Now my second close. I've been reminded this is my third close. I got 10 minutes. I'm taking the time, but I'm going to close. I want to leave you with some things I want to kind of reiterate. And you might say he keeps going over and over the same thing. You're right. That's what Jesus did. He had to keep telling them over and over again. You know, man won't listen when he hears it the first time. Yeah, I've learned this from my online business. You got to have an autoresponder that has to send them 7 emails before they pay attention. You know, that's terrible. You got to keep saying God's word over and over again. Now you know what you're up against. If you're not speaking the word to people over and over again, you're a stumbling block. You're blocking them from knowing what you know. You and I know that Christ is within us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And we're on a mission. Matthew's 28th chapter tells us we haven't been called from darkness to light to keep it to ourselves. You got to get your focus straight. Your direction has to be straight. You got to be concerned about saving lost souls. I've taken up the banner of the cuffs that are on Facebook. All of them need help, from what I can see. You know, you need to look at things and see through the vision of God and Jesus. Hallelujah. Not through your own eyes, because that's what leads us astray. You must test what you see with your eyes. And what you allow your children to see with their eyes. Who their friends are, what they're saying. I was blessed this week to have my grandson sit across the desk in our little study. We have a big table there. Used to be old dining room table. I love it. I need to get something else. But Connie's computer's on one side, mine's on the other. Normally, I sit up there all day looking at her, making her mad. But you know why I'm looking at her? Because one day I'm not going to see her. I ain't taking it for granted. But I was privileged to have my grandson, Dwayne, and he works his little magic on, I don't want to use the word magic, he works his little things on his side of the computer. And the whole time he's there, he's talking to me. He's blessing my heart and my soul. Yes, he does.
Amen.
He's super sensitive. He's like his grandpa. And he blesses me. And that's what you got to do. There's no age limit on blessings. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you can bless somebody. If you touch the spirit and you see they don't know Christ, it is your job to show them the way. You're not to judge them, not to be hypocritical. You know, no Christian should say any word that makes another Christian feel bad. Y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
Christians are supposed to speak words that edify people, that lift them up.
Amen.
And you and I must test ourselves to ensure that if we can't say something good about somebody, don't say anything.
Amen.
You've got to be able to be a testable spirit. You can't be afraid to speak the truth.
Amen.
I had to speak to a relative this morning on Facebook. You know, you can't let people second guess you. Little things that people say to you in their little mind. Listen to me. If you test spirits, you know the ones you got to watch what they say.
Amen.
And so you do like the scripture says. When a fiery dart comes and you know it ain't from God, you reject it. Ephesians chapter 6. People say I talk too much. You got that right. God gave me the ability to run my mouth. The issue is, do you hear me most of the time speak of oracles of faith? And when he tells me to stop, and one day he will, hallelujah. I don't have time to play games and to be slow and unswift with my words. People are dying every day. People's souls are being lost. Our young people need help.
Amen.
Our own children, our own family need to know the Lord.
Amen.
None of us know what's coming in these next 120 days.
Amen.
I've been reading up on it. We go out every day. We don't wash our hands. We don't tell our children to wash our hands. We have no supplies in the house. We're just wandering lost. Bible says those who have eyes can see and ears can hear. Can't get away with being spiritually wimps. You got to stand up and test spirits. And when you test them, you have to try to direct them to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when Satan tries to do his thing, you got to have the power of the Holy Ghost to overtake him. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. You hear the devil, then you're going to negotiate and argue with him. You don't fight the devil. You dismiss him. You can't get a word of Christ in the pathway. You walk, step off. And prayer. Our weapons are not carnal. Too often we fighting people with our words. Listen at me. If you test spirits and those words don't have the power of the Holy Ghost on it, they're meaningless to the one who is of God. Make it your business to say, the Bible says. Go on Facebook. You'll see what happened this morning. The Bible said, give the scripture. You want to stop fooling with lying men? Find holiness in yourself. And then you'll find holy men. If your husband's running around and you can't stop it, look inwardly. Oh, y'all come on with me.
Amen.
You get a right relationship with Christ, the rest don't mean nothing. You don't own nobody, but he owns us. We must
Amen.
Walk upright before him. So test all spirits, and don't neglect to test yourself. For if you test yourself, you will be capable to test others. You have to study to find yourselves approved. Workmen not ashamed, but rightfully being able to discern God's word. Deacon Edison, test yourself. Hold to the good. Let go of the bad. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Going to scripture. We'll have a quick word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you the best way we know how.
Well,
Father, we ask that you turn everything away that is not nourishable to the ears that need to hear.
Well,
that comes from one self, but to allow your Holy Spirit to penetrate, to innovate, and to cultivate everything that is said thus far. If you turn with me to the book of your visions, beginning with chapter 4, chapter 3.
When you finally say amen.
Chapter 3, 14.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3, 14.
The word reads. Prayer of the visions. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives his name. Its name. I pray that out of glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you be rooted and established in love. May the power together with all the saints to grasp How wide, how long, how high, and deep is the love of Christ.
Yes.
And to know this, love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all of the fullness of God. May God have a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen. The church say amen.
Amen.
Bless you as we prepare our hearts for communion. By the way, anyone who's on this call who does not have the communion cups, if you will let us know, we'll make sure we get them in the mail to you. And there's no charge. We have more people here this morning than I thought. That's why when I get it and come to before God's people, I minister to whoever he sends to.
Amen.
I got a grandson that I hope's on this call. If you are, would you say amen? Everybody's been served?
Amen.
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 Let us pray. Father God, as we now prepare to take communion, we ask that you bless our hearts. If you find anything lacking in us, Lord God, that you forgive us and that you cleanse us and make us as you would have us to be. We pray, Lord God, for those who are unable to take communion, that they will be guided to do what the commandment requires of us, that as often as you do this, you do in remembrance of your Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now, as we take the bread, which symbolizes the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was broken on Calvary's cross for our sins and the sins of the world, let us commune together on the body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Father, we do ask for mercy and for grace. We ask it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And after the supper, our Lord took the cup which symbolizes blood, which was shed for our sins and the sins of the world. Let us commune together on the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Lord, have mercy on us, Lord God. Be gracious unto us and grant us your everlasting peace. I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Trustee Reeves.
Last week we collected $126, so that brings our total for August to $462.42.
Church, say amen.
Amen.
Amen again.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father God, we do thank you for all the offerings that have been sent in for the uplifting of your kingdom. We know that it's not the money that is the key, but it's that our walk and our talk. We ask that you help us that we uplift your kingdom. Bless those who had to give and did not, and those who did not have but gave. We ask that you bless us all, Lord God, that we will serve you in this kingdom until you send your Son back to claim us and take us home. I pray these and all other blessings in the name of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. We thank Trustee Reeves for her faithfulness to take care of the funds that come into Word of God Church. She does an excellent job looking over and after us. All minds clear?
All clear.
Go in peace, for God walks with you. You're dismissed, and take the name of Jesus wherever you go. God bless you all.
Bless you. Love you.
Love you guys.
Love you.